Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in ways that lead us to come to know you, to love you, to serve you. Lead us to be your servants. Through your grace, let us be channels of your grace that we may glorify your name in all we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Thursday. It is the 11th week of Ordinary Time. And I didn't focus on our first reading today. And one of the reasons is because it's a good reading. It comes to us from the book of Sirach, which is only found in a Catholic Bible. It's not in the non-Catholic Bibles, and therefore it's one of those books that's called the Apocrypha by those who aren't Catholic. And therefore, I mean, it's got some powerful things to say about Elijah and everything else. But I thought I'd focus on something that would be a little bit easier to work with in the fact that it has some powerful things to say also. And this comes to us from the Sermon on the Mount, and it is the famous passage on the Our Father. Now, I've talked to you about different aspects of the Our Father, and I've told you that according to St. Teresa of Avila and others, the Our Father is written backwards. Now, I know there are people, what? That's satanic. Well, no, that's literally what St. Teresa of Avila says, if you really look at it. And the reason why we say that, because what people will then say is, well, wouldn't that mean that you should say the Our Father backwards? No, it doesn't. That's not what you should do. You should never do that. But if you look at the prayer petitions in the Our Father, they are written as the spiritual path from, in a sense, they're stacked backwards. They're stacked because if you take the end of the Our Father, that is the beginning of the spiritual path leading you to the beginning of the Our Father, which is unity with God. So you can see that. And that goes out, like I said, all the way back to St. Teresa of Avila. So anyone who ever turns around and says, someone says that that's wrong, you know, no, actually the saints, including St. Teresa of Avila, would say that. Because it begins with turning from evil, forgiving others, relying more on God, seeking that his will be done, so that we may be united with him in heaven, where we will hallow his name and look upon him the beatific vision. You can see all those are the petitions from end to beginning of the Our Father. And so it really is the spiritual path. It's such a powerful teaching that it is profound. And that in itself says more. And people can say all they want about the Our Father, the way it's worded or whatever they want. But they need to look at that Jesus worded this in such a way that it really highlights how to live the spiritual path. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about today is the beginning of the Our Father, obviously, is that word, Our Father. Now, understand that Jesus had this intense relationship with the Father. So it really touches into what we looked upon on Sunday, which is Trinity Sunday. So you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three persons in one God. What does that mean? Well, I always teach that that's an important concept. Comprehension to say, what does that mean? Because if we understand that we can't fully comprehend the words three person in one God, it shows that our ability to comprehend the world we are in is limited. And it really is. And you can say, well, that's what you religious people think. No, that's a scientific principle. Because now, I know there are people here that don't believe in evolution. They'll believe in creationism, and that's, you know, fine. But evolution teaches what that principle is as well. So if someone says, I believe in science, then if you believe in science, then you believe that your comprehension is limited. Why? Because that is science. As a matter of fact, it's not in creationism. It's an evolution. And why do I say that? Because when we understand creationism, we understand that God created us statically, in a sense. We grow in our understanding, but it's static. Therefore, God could have given us the ability to comprehend all the mysteries. We don't know. But when you take the evolution teaching, I can prove to you through evolution your ability to comprehend the universe around you is limited. That's the whole definition of evolution. So when you understand that, then you say that your understanding of the world around you is limited. So if anyone says, that's not true, I'm not going to believe that. Well, good, then you don't believe in science. Because that's what science teaches. So you understand that. You really have to understand that. So then when we look at this comprehension of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons in one God that we don't fully comprehend, that leads us to realize that our ability to comprehend the universe around us is limited. It may not be, it doesn't mean that the limits are very close to who we are. They could be far-reaching, but there's still limits. And that's the whole point of us growing in our understanding. If you understand that principle, you will see that principle throughout the Bible and throughout Catholic tradition. You will see it there all the time, that we're constantly growing in an understanding because our understanding is limited. And basically, when we get to heaven, the limits will be removed. Remember what St. James says, now we see as in a mirror, but then we will see face to face. So all of that is there. And I want you to kind of understand that, and then we'll move on. So you're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudiMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. And please let other people know where to find us. I will be right back. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com. And you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And check out our website, check out the archives of the show, and spread the word. Let people know where they can find this program, whether you like it or you don't like it, whether you agree with it or you don't agree. Let people know. And it's really important for people to hear what we have to say. And always remember, I mean, this is an important part of what I do. A lot of people say, well, I can't question the priest. No, yes, you can. By the way, yes, you can. Maybe other priests won't agree with me, but okay, fine. You can question me. You can say, hey, I don't agree with what you did here. Fine. That's okay. That's important. That's how we learn. So, send your comments and let me know what you think. So, in any case, this is important. So, when we come before the Lord as our Father, we're coming before him in humility, understanding that we cannot fully comprehend who he is. We're seeking to understand that. And we're seeking to understand ourselves more. And we come before him as his children, seeking to know the living God. We come before him as he is our heavenly Father. Now, a lot of people might say, well, I don't understand that, or I can't relate to that, or everything else. In other words, we come before the Lord not as the God of the Wizard of Oz. Remember the Wizard of Oz, that thing that the guy behind the curtain made? Silence! We come before him more as saying, you are my Father. I am your adopted child. You created me. However we want to understand that process, you did all this. I come before you and say, Lord, lead me down the path who you want me to be, or however you want to pray. But that's an important, and that relationship with God is essential. And this is one of the things that I really, really harp on all the time. So if you look at that spiritual path, it's a spiritual path that leads us to unity. And that's so important. But prayer is so important, that unity with God, that coming to know the Lord, that coming to have that relationship and trusting in that relationship. That's so important too. We have to realize that. We don't fully comprehend the love of God. Do you want me to give you a scientific proof of that? I would love to. I don't have to. I just write in science itself. If you believe in the science of evolution, then you believe that our ability to comprehend the world around us is limited. If you don't believe the ability to comprehend the world around us is limited, you don't believe in the science of evolution. Now, some people say, well, I don't believe in the science of evolution. Fine, that's okay. But if you're a scientist and you don't believe in God and you say, I believe in evolution, then you believe that our ability to understand the world around us is limited. And if you don't understand that, then you are not believing in evolution the way you say you do. It's really important. That's why, you know, I can prove to you, I can show you why people say, I don't believe there's God. Fine, you don't want to believe in God, that's okay, but I do, and your belief makes no logical sense to me. Maybe my belief makes no logical sense to them, for exactly that reason, that God is God and we are not, therefore we can't fully comprehend him. But what Jesus says is you can come before the Lord and say, Lord, don't fully comprehend you, trying to understand you every day, but I understand that you're not the Wizard of Oz. You're not that phantasm thing in the Wizard of Oz. You are love, because God is love. Not you are loving, which is true, but you are love, the very source of love, the very source of truth, the very source of goodness. You are all of this, and I embrace this, and I seek to come before you in love and experience your mercy. Go back to the fact that this is Sacred Heart Month, and go back to understand that love of God that's calling you. And then go back to that first line of the Our Father. Our Father, we come before the Lord as Father. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.